to Mud at Night on WEEI.
Well, it's a Patriots Monday here on WEEI. That means Mud at Night. Lucky to be joined by Patriots captain Matthew Slater. He joins us, as always, on the Harbor One Hotline. Matthew, it's Mike and Andy. How are you tonight?
Guys, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
It's a weekend without football. What did Matthew Slater, what did the family do on Sunday?
Yeah, it was great. I got a chance to check into full-time dad mode and spend some great time with my kids, which, you know, you miss a lot of that during the season. So just to be able to go on walks, and my kids like to play Chopped at home. So we played some Chopped with the kids, and it was a good weekend.
Chopped as in the Food Network show?
As in the Food Network show.
Whoa. So what was the secret ingredient?
In today's basket, I think we had persimmons, blueberries, bell peppers, and almonds.
Good Lord. You guys are talented. It's hell crazy.
But, you know, it's Chopped with a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old. So, you know, you can imagine what that's like.
Yeah, those ingredients don't sound easy for anybody, never mind a 6-year-old.
Exactly. They did a good job, though. It was a lot of fun.
Wow, that's impressive. I was wondering, did you get a chance to – I was clicking around myself on Saturday afternoon, and I saw the UCLA Bruins and the USC Trojans facing off. Did you happen to watch that game? And what do you think of the quarterback, if you did, Dorian Thompson-Robinson? Have you crossed paths with him?
Oh, how could I miss it? How could I miss that that epic slacking we put on those guys. You know, Dorian's been fun to watch the last 4 years that he's been there. We were so glad that he decided to come back this year. And, you know, his leadership for the team has been great. I really think he's left the program in a great place. So excited to hopefully watch him at the next level. But those kids did a great job this year. It's always great to beat SC. They made some tremendous strides, started the season off strong against LSU, and, you know, continue to get better. I think the program's in a really exciting place. So really proud of those kids and the way they played this weekend.
Got to watch a good game there. The last time your team played on Thursday was a good result on a short week. And part of that, Matthew, we talked about it going in. You played in your 200th game. I know after the game you were presented with the game ball from Coach Belichick. Can you talk to that experience and what that meant playing in that game for you on Thursday?
Yeah, it's really hard to put into words. I'm just so humbled by everything that I've been able to experience here over the course of my career. I really attribute all the success that I've had individually to God's grace in my life. I mean, he's given to me beyond what I ever could have imagined, and I'm so thankful that so many things have to go right for you to have a chance to play in 200 games, you know, whether it's health or, you know, contracts. I mean, you name it. Anything could go wrong, and he's just continued to provide for me. So I thank God for that. I thank God for all the people that he's placed in my life, the coaches, the teammates, the support staff. I mean, there's just too many people to thank. Obviously, my family and the way they supported me. So it was a great night. Just so humbled by it all. Obviously, the most important thing on the night was the fact that we got the win. That's what we went down there to do. But I'm just so thankful for the opportunity to do something like that. I never in my wildest dreams would thought I'd have a chance to do that.
Given the end result, is it safe to assume that the coaches, the players, everybody handled the short week well and sort of took care of business, and that's what we saw on Thursday night?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, those games are so tough physically and mentally to be able to squeeze a game plan into a couple days, to be able to get your body back. I really think our team showed a great deal of maturity in handling that. Our staff worked extremely hard to make sure that we were prepared to go out there and play the game the right way on Thursday night. And then we went out and executed and did what we needed to do. So I think that says a lot about the direction that we're heading in as a team. It's a positive sign, a positive outcome. And, you know, now it's up to us to continue that focus and work moving forward.
Patriots captain Matthew Slater joining us here on the Harbor One Hotline. We ask you a Mac Jones question every week. Everyone's curious about your rookie quarterback. And we found out this week Nick Saban talked about his attitude in college, Matthew, that he came from a tennis background and his emotions at times got the best of him, and they got the nickname John McEnroe. And I was curious if you, well, you're laughing now, so I'm guessing you may, he said on the air today with the guys in the afternoon, he's trying to get better at that, something he's worked on. I'm guessing maybe you've seen some of that John McEnroe in Mac Jones in practice.
You know, I'm laughing because it's hard for me to imagine that his nickname would be John McEnroe, because he's so calm now. You can tell that Mac is very competitive and he's very hard on himself, but I think he does a great job of hitting the reset button when things happen throughout the course of a game or practice and getting back on track. And I think it's actually been the opposite of that. He's been very cool. He's been very calm and collected, especially for a young player. Look, we all get emotional from time to time, but I certainly wouldn't think of him and John McEnroe being the same type of guys.
What was it? What was the feeling sitting home, you know, doing Chopped and cooking with the kids and sliding into first place? Wow, did you think, you know, we'd be saying the first place New England Patriots at this point, given some of the struggles and the 2-4 start?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's just the NFL. I think things happen, and certainly I don't think anyone 5 weeks ago would say, hey, you know, 5 weeks from now, the team will be in first place. But, you know, it really doesn't mean anything. That can change just as quickly as we got into first place, we can slide out of first place. So, you know, we're obviously excited to be in contention. But we know we have obviously great teams in our division. We have to play Buffalo twice. We're playing a great team this week in Tennessee, which is going to be a very, very, very challenging task for us. So, look, there are great teams all over the place, a lot of teams playing well. It's nice to kind of say, but it really doesn't mean much right now.
Well, I wonder if this means much. I don't know even really some of these advanced metrics in football, Matthew, how much I'm having a hard time with a lot of these. I'm sure a lot of people are. But EPA, expected points added, you guys are the number one special teams unit in all of football right now by a pretty wide margin. And I wonder the progress of you guys as a unit. Do you feel like it was something that had a big turn? Do you feel like this was a special teams unit that had that opportunity to be a game-changing unit this year?
Yeah, you know, I've had a lot of confidence in the guys that we have in that room all year long. You look at our roster and the way we're built and the experience that we have in the kicking game and the success that certain individuals have had in the kicking game, that's what the expectation was for us. However, I don't think we started the season the way we would like. You know, having two punts blocked and coming out in some games not as aggressive as we would have liked to have been. But, you know, really tip your hat to Cam Acord, Joe Houston, for the way that they've challenged us and prepared us. Tip your hat to the guys for the way that they've responded. You know, you can't say enough about Nick Folk and the way that he's kicked this year, the consistency that he's provided that position, the scoring that he's provided. Obviously, you can't say enough about Caleb Olszewski and the way that he's played, aggressive nature, getting the ball vertical, and really doing a great job returning the football. You know, so I think as a whole, we've done a good job. We think we can be better, and I hope that we will be, but so far we've tried to do our best.
Did you just slide a Caleb Olszewski in there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I'm a big first-name guy now. I like the first names, you know?
Like the Thomas Brady and Caleb
exactly, you know. These guys, you know, they're mom and dad, and they're born to name them, you know, a name for a reason, so I like to be respectful of it, you know.
This is a sort of a big-picture question, and maybe it's a dumb question. You can let me know halfway through. But is it more – I know the goal is to stay even-keeled throughout a long NFL season. Is it more difficult to – stay up, stay positive when you're going through struggles, when you're 2-4, whatever it may be? Or is it more difficult to stay grounded, stay humble when maybe you're in a 5-game winning streak and people outside the building are suddenly on the bandwagon? Which is more challenging?
Man, that is a great, great question. You know, I'll say this. I've always believed that pride goes before the fall, and I think, you know, when you're dealing with success, success can ruin a lot of people. And that's just not in our business, but I think that's in a lot of different settings. So, you know, both those situations are hard. Dealing with adversity is tough, but you know, when you have a group of guys with a lot of character, I think we found a way to deal with that. But now we're going to find out if we can, you know, handle a little bit of success. And, you know, it's human nature when people are telling you how great you're doing and, oh, man, you're the man, your team's doing great, this, that, and the other. It's human nature to want to tell yourself, you know what, yeah, I am. And we have to fight the urge to do that. We have to remain humble. We have to remain focused on the little things. And look, just as quick as someone will praise you today, they'll be ready to fillet you tomorrow. So I think we have to remember that. We can't be too concerned with external motivation and external factors. We have to internally focus on the things that we can control and internally focus on ourselves and our improvement and our process.
As you said, this is a big week for you guys at the Titans and their coach, Mike Vrabel. Did you know playing with him, Matthew, that he was going to be a successful head coach in the NFL? He's got a reputation of a giant killer this year. The Titans have beat some really good teams.
Yeah, there was no doubt in my mind. Of all the guys that I've played with, granted, I was only with Mike for a year, but if you would have asked me who I thought would be a head coach, he probably would have been atop the list. And if you'd asked me who I thought would have success as a head coach, he also would probably have been atop the list. I just think when I think about Mike Vrabel, I think about accountability. He always held guys accountable in our locker room. And I'm sure that he's that way as a coach. And in this business, accountability is so important. And then you think about Mike as a player. He was tough. He was physical. He was hard-nosed. He did everything the right way. And I think you see that in his football team, not only this year, but over the course of the time that he's been there. So I'm not surprised at all with the way his team plays, with the success that they've had. And I think they are a really great reflection of their head coach.
So do you have any Mike Vrabel stories? Because I've heard a lot over the years. He's a pretty unique personality, and I know you weren't with him for a long time, but he can be a bit of a ball buster or whatever you want to call it. I'm just wondering if you had any Vrabel stories.
Yeah, you know, I remember, and this one sticks out definitely, you know, you talk about the accountability as a rookie, the importance of the scout team, and I remember one day being in there at scout safety, and, you know, I probably messed up a car or messed up a technique, and Mike came and pulled me out, told me to get out, and then he got in and started playing scout team safety. So I think for me that was a great lesson as a young player. Hey, you get in there and you're doing these scout team cards, we need the look and we need it done the right way. And then also seeing someone who was going to be accountable to his teammates and so invested in our process and getting it right that he would then get in there and take the rep himself. So good teachable moment for me. Again, I got a chance to watch that group of guys when I came here, the old guard, if you will, and I learned a great deal from all those players. But I think Mike was one of the toughest, most accountable, and best leaders that we had on that football team.
Well, it's certainly had a good run, and it's interesting. Gerard Mayo's name has come up here again, too, Matthew. Before we get out, I know he's on a list of, you know, NFL releases the real potential head coaching candidates, and he is listed as one. Do you see Gerard Mayo as a future coach in this league?
Yeah, absolutely. You'd have to ask Gerard. I'm sure that's something that he would like to do and like to pursue, and I know he's focused on what we have going here now. But, you know, Gerard is someone who I've known for 14 years now. We got drafted together. You know, you talk about elite leadership. I mean, he is the top of the list. I put him and Devin McCourty at the top for, you know, best leaders I've been around, their ability to connect IQ to go along with that. Gerard's football IQ is really second to none. So I'd be thrilled for him if that's something that he's interested in pursuing. But I know right now we're all focused on this season and what we have going now.
You started with cooking with Chop with the Kids. Let's go to Thanksgiving. What are you allowed in the kitchen on Thursday? Are the kids going to make something for the family? What's the play?
I think it's going to be my wife and my mother-in-law. The rest of us, if we get in there, we're going to mess the whole thing up. You don't want me cooking. But, you know, we're looking forward to some good time together as family, eating some good food and just, you know, taking some time to be thankful. So, looking forward to it.
So, what are some of the favorites? I know you told us earlier you're kind of in a low sugar and monitoring your diet. Does that go out the window, at least for Thursday? Maybe some pies or eggnog or anything?
You know, I wish. I mean, I love sweet potato pie. I love sweet potato casserole. All things sweet potato. So we'll find a way to doctor it up in such a way where it's semi-healthy. You know, we don't want to fall off the wagon all the way, but I think we're going to enjoy a little bit.
Well, we hope you do, and a happy Thanksgiving, Matt, to you and your family. We certainly appreciate you hop on every Monday with us, and look forward to talking next week after a big game against the Titans.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours as well.
As always, a great conversation with Matthew Slater every single Monday, and about this time here on a Patriots Monday, Mud at Night, WEEI. Speaking of Thanksgiving, Bill Belichick weighing in. You just heard Matthew Slater weighing in. Mac Jones weighing in. What's on their plate on Thanksgiving? And Mac Jones, the tennis star. We'll get to it all next. Hour 2, Mud at Night with Andy Hart, WEEI.